Moncrief on News Talk.
The Irish Army owns some Land Rovers. Well, two of them, actually. They are rarely used, and the Army now plans to fit them with electric engines. And it's going to cost quite a bit of money. The Irish Times crime and security correspondent Conor Gallagher is the one with the story. Good afternoon, Conor.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So could you tell us about these Land Rovers? How old are they and what are they generally used for?
So these are two Land Rover Defenders. They're quite old at this stage. They were bought in 2002, so they're about 23 years old. They are operated by the Transport Corps in the Defence Forces, and they have a very, very specific purpose. They're almost exclusively used for state and military funerals. So what their job is they when a state or military funeral is held, the coffin is traditionally placed on a gun carriage, an old-style gun carriage, with a tricolour on top, and it's towed by one of these Land Rovers. They're quite seldom used because the list of people entitled to one of these funerals is quite short. It's basically ex-presidents, serving presidents, serving or ex Taoiseach, and the funerals of certain members of the Defence Forces. And even within that, it's always up to the family. So you might get a late Taoiseach whose family decided to go for a more subdued kind of funeral. So really they are very, very rarely used and can go months or even years without being used.
Yeah, and as I understand, the last time one of them was used was at John Bruton's funeral.
That's right. John Bruton was the last run out February last year. I think before that there was the tragic death of Commandant Aidan O'Reilly, Defence Forces Commandant, who died in January 2024. But before that there was a significant gap in their use.
Yeah. So now they want, you know, for laudable reasons, I suppose, to convert them to electric engines. How much is that going to cost, though?
So according to tendering documentation published recently, the estimated cost may amount to €299,000 plus VAT to replace the two vehicles' engines with electric engines. The Defence Forces say this cost was arrived at as it incorporated both the minimum and maximum upgrade cost. So it could cost a good bit less, it could cost a good bit more, but that should be somewhere around that figure.
Right. It's a pretty eye-watering figure, and no doubt you ask them, why don't you just buy new electric vehicles?
Yes, that's right. And in fairness to them, they had a pretty long list of reasons why they believe that this is the way to go. So the Defence Forces have a directive of getting not all of their vehicles, but a good portion of their fleet onto an electric engines. So these diesel-powered vehicles are obviously quite bad for the environment. The Defence Forces say the CO2 output is about 299 grams of carbon dioxide a kilometre, which is not in line with the force's carbon emissions target. So what the Defence Forces is doing is moving kind of non-frontline vehicles to EVs, so, you know, cars and vans and Jeeps like this. Obviously, the kind of armoured personnel carriers and those kind of more hardy vehicles will have to remain diesel for the foreseeable future. They also say they need to replace the engines because these things spend 95% of the year in storage, which impacts their serviceability. And because of their age, it's getting increasingly hard to buy spare parts for them. Now, you might ask, why they don't just buy new ones, and that's a fair enough question. The Defence Forces estimate that a new vehicle would be about $148,500, so pretty much the same price. One of the reasons possibly is these vehicles have a very particular look to them. If you go on the Irish Times website, there's a picture with the article of John Bruton's funerals, and they're kind of old-style, traditional look of the old Land Rovers, which is kind of appropriate to the tenor of these solemn occasions. When possibly a new Land Rover Jeep with all the bells and whistles wouldn't be as appropriate. They also say they want electric vehicles or electric engines because these funerals, if you've ever seen them, they're very slow affairs. The Jeep pulls the coffin very slowly up the road while there's a phalanx of an honour guard, basically, of officers walking on either side. So they're having to breathe in these diesel fuels for long periods of time. So there is kind of a health and safety reason behind the move as well.
Mm. Now, and in terms of their the environmental compliance, the Irish Army are pretty good in that regard.
That's right. Since 2009, the Defence Forces have reduced their energy consumption by 25%. And this doesn't mean much to me, but they say they're the only military in the world in compliance with certified International Energy Management Standard, ISO 50001. Whatever that means, it sounds impressive.
Mm.
So they are installing e-charging locations in all military locations, and you will see these if you ever visit a barracks. These are popping up everywhere. So they do seem to take this quite seriously.
Yeah, still though, it's a hell of a lot of money for just two Jeeps. Conor Gallagher is crime and security correspondent of the Irish Times. Conor, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean.
And you can imagine the kind of reaction that's getting from people. This is preposterous. Just use the diesel one every 2 or 3 years. The emissions involved in refurbishing them will probably be way higher than the emissions from the odd time they drag a coffin a few miles. You may well be right. Now, I suppose there's a factor they've cited that members of the Defence Forces have to stand either side of this engine for hours at a time, and they're sucking in all these emissions. So maybe, which you wouldn't want them to do that. But either way, it's extremely expensive.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.